Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
That's funky right there. Well, hello, hello, everyone. This is Wardell Potts for Solar Records Radio, and I'm sitting in just in the beginning of the show for our brother, Mr. Don Fleming here. So, but anyway, you know, I always have a good time coming on his show in the evening and stuff. I hope you guys are good and all is well wherever you are in this world. We appreciate you so much, so much for coming on to Solar Records Radio and being a blessing to us. We thank you. Once again, we want to make sure that we keep this in mind, that we are praying for Al B. Sure, as he was in a coma, and he's come out of his coma. And so, Al B. Sure, our brother, we got you in prayer, man. And so, and we're just trusting, you know, for a full recovery, and that you could, you know, get back to normalcy in your life and just be okay in your space, in your life, man. Solar Records Radio is right here for you, man. And so we wishing you the best, and the listeners around the world, we are all praying for you, brother, for full recovery. And full and speedy recovery. All right. Well, anyway, much love to you, and God bless you, man. You know, there's a lot going on around here in the studio. As I hear things moving around, it makes me a little nervous when I hear noise that I didn't make. But anyway, guys, so we, Don Fleming started off real funky in my system, and so I want to keep it on that level. I hope that's okay. I want to give another shout out to Don and Phoenix for coming on to my show earlier and co-hosting with me and blessing the afternoon drive. Now we're in the evening show, evening throwback Thursday here, and I give a shout out to my brother Greg as he's still up over there in the UK. Go to bed, boy. Go to bed, man. Anyway, guys, we love you, and we thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio and being the best part of Solar Records Radio, as we are a new company and doing our best to just kind of launch this thing and make it happen. And we hope that we are providing good music for you and your friends, and hopefully you enjoy this. All right, guys, so I'm going to do what Don did. I'm going to keep it funky. Oh, here we go, Steve Harry.
I'm your main heart, I do. is not so far. And I'm not afraid to try and go it. And know the love and beauty never known before. I'll leave it up to you to show.
Golden lady, I'd like to go there.
house. Hey, this is Wardell Potts Jr. sitting in for Don Fleming right now. And I want to share something with you guys. Really, really important. Don should be in shortly. He's just doing what he has to do. But listen, I just want to share something with you. I think it's really important. I talked to you guys about this before, not necessarily this group, but you know, I talked about it on my show earlier this week, and I thought, wow, I've been so emotional about this all week after I heard it. But then, like last week or the week before, I talked about it on my show about bullying, you know, bullying kids being bullied in school, and you know, all these crimes are happening because of it, and people are getting hurt on, you know, because of bullying. And sometimes bullies, like myself, I was not a bully. Well, so I was bullied, but then I became a bully just for a short time because I'm very short, and it didn't work out in my best interest. So, but it was something that I was doing because of peer pressure, right? And so what that what happens with that is that, you know, a lot of kids do things that they shouldn't do. They do it because of friends and people encouraging them to do it and stuff, and it ends up being something that's not good for them or whoever they are hurting in the process. And so I've been really fighting with the school systems, not really the school system, school districts. I've been talking to different people in school districts about making bullying a class so we can catch these kids in the very beginning before they even go out and do something stupid like that, and just talk about it. And so, because it kind of will help people, because sometimes people do it because they've been a victim of it, you know, and they become the victor. And so, and some people do it because they think it's funny and it's cool. And some people do it because they're big. And so they think you just take advantage of people. And, but if you teach them the effect of being a bully and what happens to people when you do this before they do it, it may stop them from doing it. And so that's why I want them to make it a class. They need to teach bullying in school, why it's not appropriate, why we shouldn't do that. And so take a listen to this, right? It's a well-known show. Here's my brother here. Let me bring him in. Don, are you there?
I am here, man. I am on my way home. And
okay.
Go ahead.
No. So I was just sharing with them about something I want to share with them in regards to being bullied, right? And so I'm going to share just a little something here about being bullied and this kid's story about being bullied and how he was bullied and stuff and how it broke me. And it's broke me all week. I've been dealing with this all week. And but we talked about bullying a couple of weeks ago, remember, on the show. And I want them to hear that. So I was just about to play it, but you know, I saw you. I want to make sure your listeners got to hear your voice, and because I didn't want them to think I hijacked your show.
No, not at all, man. I appreciate you doing this for me. I had a prior engagement I had to take care of. Appreciate you holding it down.
Well, that's what we do. That's what teammates do, right? So, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and play this and, you know, take your time. Please be careful. And this is about 10 minutes long. So I want you guys to just listen to the story of this child as he grew up. Now, he's a little bit older. He's about 20, 21 years old. But he, as a child, he was abused by his classmates. So take a listen, and then we'll talk on the other side. Here we go.
Do you think I'm ready?
I think you're so ready.
I think I'm so ready?
Yes.
So ready is better than ready.
Yeah, let me see you turn around.
All right.
When did you say AGT was the place that you needed to be?
It wasn't really my choice, because I didn't think I was good enough.
And when did that change?
It didn't.
Okay.
Mom was like, we're signing you up.
Sometimes you have to let the people who believe in you do their thing.
You worked hard for this, and you deserve to be here.
I love you.
I love you,
Mary.
Very proud of
you.
Hello.
Already, I have to say, my favorite outfit today.
Mine, too.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Let's start with your name, please.
My name is Avery Dixon.
And where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
I love Atlanta. How old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Okay. Now, I'm guessing you're going to play the saxophone.
Yes. I think I'll guess that you're right.
So, I'm really curious, Avery, because I find with the saxophone, it sort of goes in and out of fashion over the years. What do you feel about that?
It going in and out of fashion depends on the player.
Oh, good point.
Yay!
Good answer. And tell me what got you into this.
Okay, so at the time I picked up the saxophone, I was getting bullied in elementary school.
For what?
Well, my voice sounds a little bit different.
You got a great voice.
And I looked a little bit different, too. And my elementary school nickname was Hammerhead because
what?
I had these knots on my head because I'm premature. I was born at 1 pound, 8 ounces.
Whoa.
And my vocal cords don't close all the way. So it made my voice sound really airy.
Right.
Students were so negative about my voice. One called me Frog, and she'd get the class in on the joke. And it was relentless. And I was so in such a dark place, I actually wanted to commit suicide.
Oh. Whoa.
And when you're in that mindset, the only thing you want to do is quit.
So you decided to find something to take your mind away from all those horrible people, and it was the saxophone.
Yes. That's when I started actually learning how to play.
Good for you. Good for you. What would you do if you were to win?
Well, first, I'd want to give my mom and my brother a space where we can actually live as loud as we want to be, because I can't exactly practice where I live now. Somebody had called the cops on me before I flew out.
Really?
I was trying to practice because doing a show as big as this, I want to get everything perfect.
For sure.
So they had called the cops. The cops came banging on the door. They were like, you need to be quiet. My goal with the music, with this, is to be able to do the thing I love. And if I can do that, I'll have found my purpose for being on America's Got Talent.
Well, look, Avery, here, you can be as loud as you like.
Thank you.
Yes!
Good kid.
Can I just get some water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of drying up up here.
I think it will be on... There you are. How quick is that?
Thank you.
He's thirsty. Oh, he's nervous. Are you okay?
Yes, I'll be fine. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Dale gets up to dance, that means you're really good because he never dances.
I love you. I love you, buddy. I love you. I love who you are. You need to be here. You're supposed to be here.
Thank you so much.
You will change the world.
Because we could feel how special it is for you, and I think America is going to fall in love with you.
Avery, look, every time I hear a story about a kid being bullied at school, it breaks my heart. It breaks it even more now because I have a son myself, and I could not think of anything worse. Any one of those idiots who bullied you now, I hope, is watching this audition. Look, you know, all of us were willing you to be good. I didn't know you were going to be great. It was like listening to a singer. You know, you have the ups and downs, and you got 4,000 people in here on their feet. So, it's in your blood. Oh, this is your destiny. If you were looking for validation, you just got it, because I'm going to give you your first yes.
There's no need to vote! There's no need to vote! Avery Dixon, you touch the heart of every human being in this building right now. And I want to tell you, man, you've been bullied all your life, but you tell every bully that you have a big brother named Terry Crews who is here, who's got your back. And all those bullies are going to have to watch you succeed, my friend.
I got you. I got you. Oh.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Beautiful.
Your talent, this is. You did this.
I was crying and I never cried.
I know. Not a dry eye in the house.
I love you, man. I love you. Oh.
That is absolutely breathtaking to me. And I'm going to turn this down. I just want you to know that it's absolutely breathtaking for me. And I was completely blown away by his story. And, you know, it's a very, very, very sad day when a child can't even go to school and learn because his own peers are teasing him by the way he looks and calling him out, calling him all kind of names, bullying this poor kid. How can you focus on your education when you're getting beat up by your classmates out in the playground when it's time to go and have fun and enjoy? People are calling you names and just destroying you from the inside out. And so it's just a story that it just just resonates with me, because it is sad that we allow this to happen in school. It's one thing when you're out of school and you're away from the parents and the teachers, but we're talking in school where this seems to happen all the time. Why isn't the teachers able to stop this? Why can't we get this fixed? Well, I believe that it would be really, really important if we could get the teachers to start teaching why being a bully is not a good thing. As a matter of fact, it's a terrible thing, and this is why. And then they start sharing these stories of children that have been abused and why, you know, what it's done to them. And what it's done to them. And that could be your own brother, your own sister. It could be you. You know, so don't do that. If you have plans on doing that, if you're getting ready to go down that road, don't do it, because it is not worth it. At the end of the day, you're just going to be the big idiot. We got to catch these kids in the beginning before they go there. That's what this is all about for me, is catching those babies before they destroy their life and someone else's. Because he wanted to take his own life. He says when you get in a dark place like that, you know, you just want to give up. And, you know, there's adults that feel that same way, that are going through something very difficult, that's very hard for them, and you just want to shut down. But just like Terry said, you tell them, you have a big brother here and I got your back. Just like he said that, I just want you to know that you have a big God and he's got your back. And you don't have to give in to these crazy, terrible things that you feel are destroying you from the inside out. You can be bigger, just like this kid. He found something to distract him from the destruction that was trying to take his life. You can find something from the destruction that's trying to destroy your life. It could, as an adult, it could be drugs, it could be anything, it could be sex, drugs, or alcohol or whatever. And you know, if you know that it's destroying you, you have to be the one to make it happen. You got to reach out for help. You got to find a way to get out of there. But to know that everybody, so many people are right there ready to help you. But if they don't know you have this issue, if they don't know you're hurting the way that you're hurting, they can't help you. So please don't hold it in. And so anyway, I just want to say thank you guys for taking the time out and just listen to this kid's story. He's 21. He's still a kid to me, but he's an adult, and I'm proud of him. I'm glad that he found his way, and I wish him the best with his career that so many are helping him with now. So many blessings. Anyway, so I'm going to get back to this show, and Don Flamingo will be coming on and blessing you guys right after this. So just kick back and relax, and I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to sit in for him and do this. And much love to you guys. Here we go with a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
If I kiss, if I held you tight in the morning light, yeah. Would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight? Oh, Oh,
goodness gracious, that song is one of my favorite lyrics ever. And it's just powerful when someone could say that they are just hanging on. They are loving you in the paint. They are doing everything they can, even though they know that you're doing so wrong for the relationship. And they are loving you. They are loving you instead of leaving you. They're like, someone's got to be there for you when you fall. I should be gone, but someone's got to be there for you when you fall, because your nature is causing you to destroy yourself. I'm going to catch you. Man, that's crazy love. Like, come on. Like, most people be like, okay, I'm done with you. I'll catch you later. You take care. You do whatever you want to do. But this person is like, I'm going to be there to catch you because I love you that much. And even though you're hurting me, I'm going to be there to catch you anyway. Like, what? What is that? Why is that? Like, who loves like that besides God? That's amazing. And I'm just blown away with that lyric. So, and there's so many more, but I won't go through it all. But, man, I just had to say that because that was powerful. Anyway.
You preaching today.
I'm just having a good time on your show. Thanks for letting me come on and do it. And then Ohio Players, Roller Coaster. Dun, 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 dun. All right, I won't sing. But anyway, that was one of those fun skating songs when I was younger. And I used to go to see the roller derby. Did you ever see the roller derby? You ever?
Not live. I used to watch it on TV.
Okay, yeah. And so most of the time we did too, but every once in a while we got to go out, and a lady by the name of Miss Washington, she used to take us to see the roller derby, and they were called the Warriors, and they were in the city of Philadelphia. Our team were the Warriors. And we would go see them play against whatever city would come in. And it was just super exciting. And unfortunately, Miss Washington, one day coming home from work, it was a lot of rain, and she tried to jump across the puddle and missed the sidewalk and hit her head on the concrete, ended up dying in the hospital. But, you know, and we were little kids. I mean, so she died when I was a little kid, and it just, you know, so sad that she was such a person that cared about kids and was just always taking all the kids to stuff like that, and we did a lot of things with her. So anyway, and then the song I started off with was Earth, Wind, and Fire, Love's Holiday.
Love's Holiday. You know, I love the fact that I love this block. And the fact that you played Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I remember growing up, I always thought the song was called Would You Mind?
And
Love's Holiday, what? You know? But what a great song, man. And every time I think about the song, of course, I think about the memories as a kid growing up. But it kind of gave new life through the Kings of Comedy. If you guys remember the show or the movie, The Kings of Comedy, Steve Harvey and one of his bits talking about old school music, he plays this. And, you know, a lot of kids, you know, kind of got that newfound, I'm not going to say relevance, but as far as just to shed another light on how beautiful that song was. And a lot of kids, especially like a lot of kids probably from my generation at the time, I think it was 2000 when the movie came out, it kind of gave a new light on the song. And, you know, and folks were going to Napster. At the time, it was Napster and LimeWire and all of these streaming music and streaming audio and stuff. And everybody, I'd go look for it. Oh, let me find that Earth, Wind, and Fire, Would You Mind? You know, of course, I know it's Love's Holiday. But yeah, like, oh, man, there it is. Would You Mind? I'm going to download that and burn it on my CD. But yeah, Napster, you know, was in the early 2000s, around 2000, 2001. Napster and LimeWire were like those two, you know, streaming. You could stream music, and you know, it was just kind
of
cool.
They got in a lot of
trouble. Yeah, they did. But you know, we did. I utilize it to you know, to the extent of the litigation. So, but no, man, that's just great.
Yeah, it was just the beginning of something new. Every time something new pops up, people were like, "Well, what's that?" You know, same thing with rap, right? When it came out, they were using our songs. It was like, what's going on? Everybody starts suing everybody. It was just on and on and on until it became legalized. And now it's legalized, you know, with as far as streaming and stuff. So, but, you know, when something new comes up where everybody's like, what's going on? You're taking money out of my pocket. Don't you dare. So we all, you know, people are always looking out for themselves. And but anyway, Don, you are ready for the second half of the show. You got it, my man. And thank you again for blessing me with the opportunity to do the first half. That was fun.
Man, I appreciate it. I need you to do that a little more often. But no, man, it was great. It was a great hour. You got a chance to, you know, do this for me and everything. But, yes, I am here. And I guess for the next hour, actually for the next 54 minutes, I'm going to be going to still jam with you and everything. Of course, thank you so much for tuning in. We do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Of course, Wardell had to hook up that BZ's on that last block, man. I every time I hear this song, I think about the part when they go, like you about to sneeze. But I love Barry Gibb, man. Barry Gibb, you know, funny. Of course, rest in peace to the other brothers. I forgot the name. I think Morris
Barry.
And Robin. Barry, Morris, and Robin. And Robin and Morris are no longer with us. And, of course, Andy Gibb was he did his solo thing. But I think Barry is the only one who's still with us. So shout out to them. Shout out to, you know, the legacy of the Bee Gees. I just love Barry Gibb. Like, are you about to sneeze, man? It's all good. Oh! Remember a few months back, we had the pleasure of having Hubert Eves on the show. Hubert Eves the fourth, as a matter. Hubert Eves the third. I'm sorry, Hubert Eves the fourth is his son, who's a jazz artist. We're going to try to get him on one of our Wednesday shows. But we had the pleasure of having Hubert Eves on the show probably a couple of months back, and he was a member of the group Entombé before he ended up going with working with D-Train. So this block, I got some M2MA and I got some D-Train and I got some, I might hook up some Phyllis Hyman, but of course, all of these songs, Hubert played keyboards. And all the songs in the block, Hubert Eves played keyboards every song in this block. So I want to go ahead and take you back to 1980 and give you classic from the late, great James M2MA, the group M2MA, of course, Reggie Lucas, and of course, James M2MA, and of course, Hubert Eves was all of the group M2MA. Of course, it was James M2MA's group. So, but let's go ahead and take it back. This is music from M2MA. The name of the song is called Give It On Up, if you want to. Keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
I'm not afraid.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that was music from the late, great Phyllis Hyman from 1979. You Know How to Love Me. Of course, before that, hooked up a little D-Train, 1981 classic, 1981, early 1982, You're the One for Me. And, of course, started off the block. Yes, Entombé, the group Entombé, Give It On Up, of course, from 1980. And all of these songs had something in common. Let's see if we get Wardell. But Wardell, you back, brother? See if we can get him. We have a little difficulty here. But nonetheless, man, I really appreciate him holding it down for me. Like I said, I had a prior engagement. So, of course, we got, 29 minutes left of the show. But anyway, those songs all had the fact that it was produced by, of course, Reggie Lucas and James Entombé. And we had Hubert Eves on the show a couple of months back, and he played keyboard on all of those songs. You know, You Know How to Love Me, Phyllis Hyman, of course, working with D-Train, You're the One for Me, and doing that little riff on the synthesizer. I love that. That's one of the coldest riffs ever, you know, when it came to, like, that early synth funk of the early 80s. And, of course, you know, when I started off the block, we played Give It On Up. He played keyboards and was part of the group Entombé at the time. And, of course, you had Basil Farrington and of course, Reggie Lucas and Tawatha AG. And there is a video of their Soul Train performance from 1980. Check it out. It's like 30 people on the stage. And a lot of people tell you stories about how small the Soul Train stage was, and it really was. You know, I'm hearing these stories from Wardell when they performed as Dynasty on the show, and how small the stage was and how small the whole set was, you know. And just as a kid growing up, I always thought, you know, Soul Train, you know, it was like this huge, like, ballroom-type setting. And, of course, you know, I had the disco ball and everything. So I was just amazed. It was just something about a disco ball. And my little weird self, like, I wonder if you can eat it. That disco ball looks like it's edible, you know. But that's me being a weird kid, you know. But I used to think that the Soul Train set was huge. But they say, no, it was very small. And just the magic of television had camera angles and the camera shots. It just gave it a little more depth. And that's, you know, of course, that's the beauty of TV. And I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. So I loved it, of course. But, yeah, check it out. It's a video. A lot of old Soul Train performances from the late 70s and early 80s on YouTube. Well, pretty much a lot of Soul Train footage. But that's one that's very, very cool to see a young Hubert Eves, a young James Entombé. You can tell there's a Parliament Funkadelic inspiration of the song, and this is how they were dressed on stage, and it's very beautiful, you know. And, again, memories. Memories. Guys, keep it going, man. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to support the show, you can go to WardellPodsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com. If you want to get some cool merchandise, if you want to donate to the show, you can click on the donate button. We also have a Cash App. Thank you guys so much for donating to the Cash App. I mean, we want to make every show better than the last. I know it sounds a little corny when we say that, but I try to, you know, I try to come with it, you know, 110% on every show. And then, well, you try 100%, then you do 101%, then you do 102%. I'm trying to go for, I think we're like at 145%. So, but anyway, go to Solar Records Radio, all one word, $ Solar Records Radio on the Cash App. And, of course, again, thank you so much for supporting the show. About 26 minutes left. We still got a little time. We're over the hump. So I want to go ahead and give you some classic underground hit from 1980. Now, actually, early 1990, if you guys remember this, what a beautiful song by the lovely, lovely Miss Ruby Turner. Name of the song is called It's Gonna Be All Right. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, I close it out a little Total from the summer of 1996, music from them called Kissing You. What a beautiful song. And of course, before that, from the Meteor Man soundtrack. Of course, if you guys, Wakanda Forever, Black Panther is coming out next week, and there's going to be rave reviews. So I had to take you back all the way back to 93 to the movie Meteor Man. Of course, you guys remember that movie. Of course, that was Shanice from that soundtrack, It's For You. And, of course, started off the block, the lovely Miss Ruby Turner from 1990. It's going to be all right. Again, it's going to wrap it up for myself. Wardell, thank you so much for holding it down that first hour. Of course, I had to take care of some business, but it's all good. You were jamming as usual. I always tease him.
Thank you.
I tease them every now and then because it's like, oh, you're playing that in the block. Okay. But I'm low key hating a little bit. I'm low key hating.
I love
all of the songs. You know, even the Bee Gees Sneezing, that song where there was sneezing at the end. Yeah, I love that. I love the Bee Gees. So.
Yeah, crazy,
but again,
man.
Thank you so much, dude. Thank you.
Yeah,
brother.
That it was fun. It was fun. I enjoyed myself, and thank you for having me. And thanks to the listeners as well. Much love and God bless all you guys. Don't forget tomorrow, tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records with Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. So come hang out with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, I know. And it, you know what? It's just, I wish I could do this for 3 hours, but I know, you know, it's one of those things like, I got to get some rest. It's been a crazy week for me. And again, thank you so much for highlighting that young man from America's Got Talent. You know, at some point in our life, we all, you know, there's a sense of being bullied and things like that. And kids take it to the extreme. And, you know, some kids are no longer here because, you know, because of the turmoil, because of the picking on the kids and things like that, you know, a lot of kids, you know, unfortunately take their life. And to hear that testimony, and then that young brother play the saxophone the way he played it.
Wow.
Man, what an inspirational video, what an inspirational, audio, considering that you know, we're listening instead of watching. But I know it's on YouTube. You guys get a chance to check it out. But, man, what a great video. And thank you so much for posting that. Because, again, you never know who needs to hear things like that, you know. And as a kid growing up, yeah, I was bullied. I was a little kid. I wasn't even 5 feet tall. And as high school, I was a little over 5 feet. I'll take that back. And I didn't shoot up till I got to college. I didn't, you know, shoot up in size till I got to my freshman year. You know,
wow.
I jumped up to like 5'9", and then, you know, I'm 6'2", 6'3" now. So, you know, I was always a little kid. I was a shrimp. You know, girls were taller than me, you know, and, you know, me being awkward the way I was, you know, all of those things were factors. But again, man, you never know, as a kid growing up, who needs to hear that as far as having some type of, that therapeutic moment where you reminisce and say, hey, I am here today because of, you know, my resilience and overcoming this and this and this, or whatever steps you made, because everyone has different walks of life. But I think it's just everyone has a story to tell. And go ahead.
I was just going to say it's also important for someone to hear and go, you know what? I need to check on my child. I need to ask them about, is everything cool? You know, because a lot of times kids get quiet. You know how we do. We just go in our room. We don't want to talk to the parents. We just want to do our own thing. And, you know, and sometimes we take stuff in there that we shouldn't take, you know. And a lot of times, especially boys, don't want to tell their parents that they're being bullied because they, you know, they think that they're a little punk, you know. You know, because a lot of dads will say, you better fight back, you know. And so, but you can't fight the whole classroom. So, you know, a lot of times kids will just start shutting down. So if a parent may hear this conversation, you know, they may go and check on their kids. Hey, you okay? Is everything cool, school? Nothing. You know, that's what we have to do. We have to go into their rooms. We have to go into their space and check on them because they, you know, that's the way they do it now. They go in there, put their headphones on, the video games, and they go into another world. So, but anyway,
well, I do feel bad for a lot of the kids today because now you have social media and you don't know how creative these kids are when it comes to bullying. You don't know how that cyberbullying, all of these things have been amplified. And to me, it deems more pressure and all of these other things on a kid who, you know, might not have the mental capacity, or not saying that that's a bad thing because we all learn from it, but, you know, don't have that development to cope, you know, by themselves. That's why you need, you know, that parent figure, that parental figure, and, you know, and friends and people that can help, you know, kind of just motivate you into, you know, 'cause you can't do it by yourself. You know, there's no one was able to say, hey, I made it past this by myself. No one said that. That's impossible. It always had to be some type of motivation from either a parental figure or whatnot that can at least help you to build whatever, you know, to mentally prepare yourself for things like that and to cope with it as far as that coping mechanism. But anyway, good stuff, man. And it is something to think about.
Yes. God bless. And thank you again for another great show. Appreciate, you know,
thank you for a great show.
The music you played, and what a blessing. And much love to all the listeners around the world. Don't forget, we're still praying for Albie Shore as he's just come out of a coma. So, you know, keep him in your prayers. We all need each other, man, because you never know, you know, who's going to be going through what. And so that's why it's a blessing to be able to hang out, you know, with good people and love on people and pray for each other.
Wow, that's beautiful. Well, I guess we can close out, man. We got about 5 minutes left of the show, and I want to go ahead and close out with a classic from a brother that I grew up loving after the New Jack Swing. And, you know, around the New Jack Swing era, once it was kind of dying down around 93, 94, and this brother came on the scene, big fan. Of course, going to close out with a classic. You got to hear the remix. Of course, there's a little Georgie Porgy. You hear Total, but of course, this is Joe. This is All or Nothing remix from Wardell Potts Jr. I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys tomorrow celebrating the legacy of Solar Records Radio. Tune in 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, guys, have a safe night, and we'll see you tomorrow. See you later, Wardell.
All right, buddy. We out.
Good night, guys.
Oh yeah, I told you from the start, just something.